Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay.
They're saying every 6 months you're supposed to replace your underwear.
Who said that, Heinz?
Heinz of the ketchup people. Yeah. Heinz of the underwear people.
Why am I taking underwear advice from the ketchup people?
This is the Big 40 and 2 podcast from Sophia. And now they start talking.
It's time to play. Did this crazy story happen in
Tennessee
or
Florida?
Okay, this happened at a Crystal's, and there's plenty of them in Tennessee and in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A man walked into a Crystal's restaurant and demanded free food. They said, huh? He said, I want some free wings. I want wings, and I want them for free. And they said, sorry, we could give you some fries somebody didn't pick up. And he said, don't tell me what to do. And then he flipped over the cash register.
Oh, my gosh.
Making it unusable. And then he grabbed a coffee pot and chased employees around the store with it.
Wow.
Did they find out what drugs he was on?
I don't know that part, but they said he left the restaurant then, and the police were, of course, called, and they caught him at a bus stop right down the block from the restaurant.
Oh, boy.
All right, okay. They had to be heavy drugs because, I mean, just making the choice to walk into that restaurant.
Yeah, you got to be on something.
I'm not a big Crystal's fan. And then to demand it for free.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well. I would also think you were on drugs if you offered to pay for the food.
Must have had some strength, though, to be able to take the cash register and flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And then chase the employees around the restaurant with a coffee pot.
So the big question is,
did it happen in Tennessee or Florida?
I want to say Florida, but something in me is saying Tennessee. So,
think so?
I'm going to go Florida because I think there's less Crystals than there were before. So odds are it's in Florida.
Okay. I'll say Tennessee.
All right. Who's right? Gina.
Oh.
This happened at a Crystal actually not far from here at all on Murfreesboro Pike.
Oh, my gosh.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the Sporting was hard last night. Locally for the Predators, they had an away game in Seattle. It was a late night game. They won that game.
Yay.
Very important. Keeps them in the hunt for a playoff spot.
Ooh.
In basketball, Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat scored 83 points in the game. Just himself.
In one game.
Yeah, passed Kobe Bryant's record of 81, but the all-time record is 100 from Will Chamberlain, so I don't know if anybody's ever going to beat that.
Yeah.
And then tonight is Nashville SC playing Miami.
Oh, Messi.
Let's hope the storms stop their plane from getting here.
The bane of our existence. NASA has confirmed that a 1,300-pound satellite will come crashing down to Earth today.
Uh-huh.
They say most of it will burn up in the atmosphere as re-entry, but I guess it's the Van Allen probe satellite, if you're wondering. And they don't know where it's going to land. But they say there's a 1 in 4,000 chance it might hit something important. So,
oh, gosh.
Saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
So
could
keep an eye out.
Somebody here on Earth.
So it's a big weekend and week for basketball. The SEC men's basketball tournament is here this weekend at Bridgestone. They're going to tip off today at 11:30.
Nice.
Tennessee plays today, and then if they win, they play Vandy. Vandy had a two-game bye, which is wild to me. But, two-game bye. So.
But they're good.
Like to salute unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest. We were all blown away by yours, Gina.
If I'm being honest, I don't think Ryan Gosling is attractive, hot, good-looking at all.
What is wrong with you, woman?
I know. He's
not just beautiful. He is a piece of art.
No, I don't like. And he like flares his nostrils. Like I don't.
You don't
see
like
it.
That?
I no. Does not do anything.
It makes me
for
quiver
me.
When he does that.
Nope. Nope. No fanny flutters. Nothing going on.
I got a man crush on Ryan Gosling. I'm not gonna lie.
No.
So you
whatever he's selling, I'm buying.
Yeah. Pre-bought your tickets for Project Hail Mary,
yeah.
Which is already sold out. There's like secret shows that are already sold out because everybody wants to see him in this movie.
Nope.
You didn't like him in La La Land, or
no, not really.
You didn't like Barbie.
No, not at all.
Oh, come on.
No, the fake tan.
You're lying to yourself.
No. In The Notebook, I liked him, but I think it was more like that who was he
like
was playing.
20-some years
ago. Yeah, and
yeah.
I was like five. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I liked him in that movie with Steve Carell.
Carell.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, I liked him in that too. Okay. But I think it's just the characters that he's playing, not him maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sounded like a personal attack, and then you're going to say, well, I don't like the characters he chooses.
We had some from Facebook. This one comes from Bob, who says, if I'm being honest, we built this city doesn't deserve all the hate it gets. It's not that bad of a song.
Runaways, eating up the night.
I'm sorry, Bob. It is that bad of a song.
Not my fave.
It does hit one of those like lists every couple of months of like worst songs ever recorded in the 80s.
We actually did that a year or so ago. We did like a bracket competition of the cheesiest songs.
Yeah.
I think it barely beat out Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
It did very well. I remember like when that song came out, I had a word to describe We Built This City. It rhymed with city. I can't say it now, but
we sing this and then it rhymes with city.
But now it's just kind of been burned into my head.
Yeah.
So I deal with it
forever. If I'm being honest, I think shopping carts should come with horns.
Ooh.
So you can get people out of the way. You know, when people's walking really slow down the aisle or those damn Instacart people are blocking everything.
Yes.
I want to be able to blow a horn on my shopping cart and get them to move.
There's nothing stopping you from bringing an air horn into Kroger.
Oh, yeah, you could make one yourself.
There you go. There's an idea.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You should try it out in Costco on a Saturday afternoon.
First, I'll stop by the hardware store and get one.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Love Jeremy. He said on Facebook, if I'm being honest, no Mexican food restaurant should have just one bathroom stall.
Ooh.
Oh. In so few words, that paints such a story.
TMI. TMI, Jeremy, TMI.
Jeremy's,
there's a backstory
not wrong.
To that.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
So there's a local Nashville man named Bruce who survived like a 20-year fentanyl addiction. And he overdosed in 2019, which is when he decided he was going to turn his life around. He did, and he's been helping others in recovery.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, recently he found himself in a house fire that left him with some serious burns that he had to get treated for at TriStar Skyline. There he met a doctor, Dr. Tommy Tran, and he was telling the doctor about how he's been helping people through recovery by skydiving.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, and the doctor was like, well, why skydiving?
A lot of people that are in recovery suffer from a lot of trauma and PTSD that they're just not healing from. Skydiving does that.
So he was joking to his doctor, hey, you should skydive. Try doing it with me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so he did. He kept his promise. He did it. And he even said, man, during those 2 minutes, I was in absolute joy. It was all in the name of fentanyl survivors and burn survivors.
Oh, that's very cool.
Really cool.
It's incredible. I know stuff like that has been very helpful for people with, I know, veterans, PTSD.
Right.
Like surfing, skydiving.
Yeah.
There's something about those activities.
That adrenaline rush you get, I'm sure.
It really helps them. And like, it's not like they have to keep doing it. It changes them for for good.
That's so cool.
Very so cool.
If you want to see more about this, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or you can visit our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. See, out of the folks, we went out to TPAC last night, had a great time introducing the Beatles versus the Stones. couple tribute bands going at it in a showdown. It was a lot of fun. Met some really nice listeners out there. Some folks that I think are going to be playing Gender Wars later in the week. They were, you know, hanging around, taking pictures and stuff afterwards. It was cool.
I had this weird experience after I got out of the show, right? It was a Beatles show. So I'm dressed in like black pants, a white shirt, and a black tie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm walking back to the parking lot where I've got my car.
Okay.
And there's like a crowd of people on the sidewalk. So at one point, like I couldn't move for a second, and I had to wait and let some people kind of part ways.
Right.
And it was right in front of the Sheraton. And this lady in a Volvo gets out of her car and hands me her keys.
No way.
Like, I'm the valet.
That's awesome.
Gosh. And I'm like, can I keep it? And she looks at me like, huh? Like, I'm not the valet.
I love the amazing amount of trust people have. Just like, you have a tie on. You're probably a servant.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I did look the part. Like, I looked at how you were dressed.
I could see that.
I looked at myself, and I'm like, she's not, like, out of the... Like, she's not crazy for thinking that.
All you needed was a name badge.
If I was a more fun person, I would have just got in the car and drove off to the parking lot where I had my car and just, like, you know,
left parked it there. Take your car. You're gonna save you having to walk a couple
blocks. Park it up on the grass or something. Leave the car doors open. Music blaring.
What a great scam. So much fun.
Kind of like the oil change. It's supposed to happen every 3,000 or 5,000 miles.
Theoretically, yes.
Apparently, there's a number that you're supposed to hit and change your underwear, as far as, like, buy new ones, not just
not just actually physically change.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you think that should be? What's the interval at which you're supposed to, like, turn over your underwear drawer and buy new ones? Well, maybe I should ask a different question. About how often do you change? How long will a pair of underwear last for you?
Years.
Yeah, I think they don't really have an expiration date. A lot of times I will buy new underwear just to avoid doing laundry.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other question.
I just order them on Amazon.
I don't think I've had any since college. I know I've had sports bras since high school, which is disgusting. Don't worry, I just threw them out.
Me too, girlfriend.
Yeah. But underwear, yeah, I've definitely had them for years.
Okay.
They're saying every 6 months you're supposed to replace your underwear.
Who said that? Heinz?
Heinz of the ketchup people. Yeah. Heinz of the underwear people.
Why am I taking underwear advice from the ketchup people?
Anticipation.
Well, maybe Heinz owns Heinz. I don't know.
Right. I mean,
I like that.
There's like one dude, like Elon Musk. He owns it all or something.
Yeah,
So this article says that you're supposed to change him up.
Mean to, like, throw them away and buy new ones every 6 months?
They say doctors generally recommend replacing underwear every 6 to 9 months. Oh, so it's not that strict.
Okay.
Washing doesn't remove everything, is what they say.
Well, you just need stronger detergent, I guess, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just trying to save the planet and not make more of a landfill. So and save money.
There you go.
So I'll keep mine for a couple years.
And I think generally us guys are probably, we can wear that ecological badge because we keep underwear way longer than we really should.
Yes, we do. Find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Totally hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. You got a big event coming up this weekend, Gina.
Yeah, we're dedicating my daughter in the church on Sunday.
Nice.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're excited. Yeah.
Have you got your outfit picked out?
No, I am. I'm trying to find a dress and it's hard. And I don't know if it's because I'm a new mom, so I just, like, see myself in a new light or what it is. But I ordered two dresses off of Amazon. One I tried on and I looked just, like, really matronly. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be super covered up. I'm not trying to, like, be a little... you know, tramp. I'm trying to find a happy medium here. And so I
you
tried...
want to be somewhere between Love Island and the Amish.
Yes. Yeah. Which shouldn't be too hard, you know, just, like, cover up my cleavage, but, you know, not cover up all the way to my neck. So I showed the first dress to Landon and I was like, no, I just don't like it. And he's like, what? And I'm like, it looks like something my sister would wear. So, like, that's out of the question. Yeah, I mean, like...
Can't have that.
No, yeah. I'm not trying to diss on her, but, like, we just have different style. So, like, yeah, she always right. asks me what she should wear, you know.
She likes to dress like she's churning butter. I don't.
Yes. Pretty much. So
I'll be wearing this dress to the barn raising.
Yeah. So then I tried the second one on for my mom last night, and I mm-hmm. walked out, and she's like, you look like you're Amish. I'm like, ugh. I don't know, like, how is it so hard to find, like, a dress between, like, showing off my cleavage and not showing off my cleavage? Like, I don't know.
Somebody out there's got to make something that's somewhere between those mm-hmm. two.
Yeah, and I don't know if it is just because, like, I see myself as a mom now rather than, like, a sex symbol, apparently, that I used to see myself as. But it's, like, I just can't, I don't know, it's so hard. So I'm either going to have to dig through my closet and find something. But again, like, I either have going out dresses or that's kind of it at this point. Mm. So,
this is where you come up with your own clothing line.
Yeah.
So somewhere between, like, I don't want to look like I'm from the 1800s.
Yes.
I also don't want to look like a prostitute.
Yes. Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
It's got to be somewhere.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can get a great deal from them. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the guys, we have David in Goodlettsville. For the ladies, we have Jackie in Mount Juliet. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Hello.
Love the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
David, if you had to live on just one vegetable for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ooh.
It is a potato.
Yes.
Because it's versatile, and there's no way I'm trusting broccoli for the rest of my life.
Yeah, broccoli knows what it did to you.
Jackie, what about you? One vegetable for the rest of your life.
A potato.
A potato. Okay. Okay. All right.
She
okay.
agrees.
Yes. All right.
He stole my answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's okay.
Great minds there, Jackie.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw during the contest. You can force your question on your opponent if you can't get it. Here we go, Jackie. Two pair, a flush, or a full house? Which one is the best poker hand?
Flush.
A flush.
Flush is right.
No.
Wait, it's not?
No. It's a full house is better.
Oh.
Okay.
Full house wins.
Nice.
I would have lost.
Me too. Okay, David, is Forks, Washington the setting for Twilight, Vampire Diaries, or Riverdale?
Riverdale?
It is not. No. It's Twilight.
Okay.
Oh, that was
David. All right. Jackie, you can score first here. The Heisman Trophy is given out every year in what sport?
Football.
All right. That was an easy one.
I know those questions so well.
I know. You're supposed to.
All right, David. Before going solo, Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
It's One Direction.
One Direction. Yes. There you go.
All tied up.
Okay. All right, Jackie, if you get 12 strikes in a row bowling, what is your final score?
230.
330, no.
Oh.
300.
230.
It's okay. It's still wrong.
Yeah.
Still wrong. 300 is the answer we were looking for.
I didn't tell. I don't bowl.
All right, David, if you get this, you get it the entire game.
Okay. What do ladies buy at a Merle Norman store?
They make themselves prettier with makeup.
Yes!
Oh, correct.
Woo! And you also had a backstory. That's nice. Congratulations, David. You are our winner.
Finally.
Finally.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We got a big old sweetie in the studio with us.
Yeah, this is Kumar.
Kumar.
Yeah, he's perfect. He's 4 months old. He has somehow been with us since January.
Really?
Don't understand it. I guess he's just really waiting for his perfect home. So hopefully that family is listening to us right now because he deserves the best.
Now he's Kumar. He has a brother, Harold.
Harold. Yes. Harold has been adopted. So now it is Kumar's turn. But yeah, he's really, I mean, no puppy should have to grow up in a shelter.
I know.
It's not a place for the baby. So
he's so cute.
Can go home. And this weekend, we actually have an adoption special going on. So
really?
We're doing like a little Lucky Charm pot of gold.
Oh.
So you can get some discounts on adoption fees.
That's great.
Yeah.
So
come
cute.
On in and try your luck.
Now he's like the coolest colors. He has brown, black, white. I mean, anything you want, he has it.
Yeah. He's like marble. Like his feet are like marble. I don't know. He's just so cute. I'm I really hope whoever adopts him does a DNA test and lets us know, because I'm so curious from his coloring.
He's Dolly Parton. He's a dog of many colors.
And he's not too big. He's not too small.
I know.
Yeah, he's like 20-ish pounds, a 4 months old, so not too big. He also has his very, I don't know if his ears are going to stand up or not. I think they are. They're just in this like very awkward stage, you know?
Right.
Well, they're a cute awkward stage.
They're almost like blindfolds for him, like covering his eyes.
He's kind of got the RCA dog ears. Yeah. It's really cute.
He's done really well in the car. He does really, he does well in his crate. We've been, you know, just kind of getting him out and starting to work on some of his like leash skills and stuff. So he's learning all the basics now, and he's doing really well.
Very cool.
He's just the sweetest.
And the Nashville Humane Association celebrating your 80th birthday.
Yes, yesterday was our 80th. Can you believe
that?
Yeah, so excited. We've been around for a long time, and we're excited to see what the next 80 years can bring.
Yeah, you can adopt Kumar, and you can get a birthday present from the Nashville Humane Association.
Yeah.
And the dog will rescue you, a sweetheart. Yeah, see Kumar if you follow Totally Hits or Woody and Jim on TikTok, or you can also check out our Facebook page.
Is that me? Right. So we're all distracted by the puppy.
Yeah. What am I supposed to say?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We can continue with something.
Oh, okay. Actually, Nashville Humane does need something. For our birthday, we need a present from our community.
Yeah.
We're desperately in need of towels and blankets and sheets. So if anybody is starting their spring cleaning and cleaning out those hall closets, we will take anything and everything you have.
Sweet.
We have a lot of puppies like Kumar right now, and as you can imagine, lots of puppies, lots of messes. So we are going through towels fast.
Yeah.
Folks to come in and adopt and also foster, because you guys, the shelter is pretty much full right now.
Yes, we are at capacity. So if you can do it, I know that everybody can adopt. So if you can't adopt, foster. If you can't foster, donate. And if you can't donate, at least just share on social media. So that way maybe one of your friends is looking.
Yeah.
Sweet little puppies like Kumar, available at the Nashville Humane Association. Go to nashvillehumane.org. Of course, adopt, don't shop. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Brought to you by our friends at Scent Hound, dog grooming, teeth brushing, 3 locations. Go to scenthound.com.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Tomorrow's the big day. Our Tennessee Titans reveal their new logo that we've already seen. So everybody, try to act surprised.
Surprise us.
I know. Maybe it'd be nice. Maybe this was just kind of a false thing they put out.
Yeah.
And they'll have something really cool and awesome
that
they're
going to
reveal tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were just trolling us the whole time.
Fingers crossed.
Well, probably
That'd
not.
Be funny.
Because right now everybody just looks at it and goes, meh.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Total rage bait. That's what this AI actress, Tilly Norwood, is. She's the one, she was just created by prompts somebody put into AI, and they're like, she's going to be the next movie star. Well, I really do think that they're just trying to tick us off, because now they've created a music video starring this woman, Tilly Norwood, who doesn't actually exist, in which she addresses the haters out there with the lyrics to this song.
Behind the coat, behind the light, I'm just a tool, but I've got life. No, I do them come from nowhere, no. A story's always told, you know. It's not a glitch, it's taste and time, and a human touch, a grand design.
No.
So she's singing about her being real?
That she's actually something.
Yeah.
It's so difficult being not real.
Somebody just went clackety, clackety, clackety.
Yeah. But someone else put in the work to make me.
Yeah, they made a lot of work. Yeah.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, this is not an April Fool's joke. Buffalo Wild Wings is dropping a new drink, a protein martini.
Mm.
They're calling it the Espresso Proteini. And what's even like more disgusting is on the rim, I'm looking at this picture, and it looks like Cheeto dust, you know, like that orange stuff you get on your fingers. It looks like that's on the rim, but really what it is a dry rub infusion and rim. So it's like a dry rub.
So it's like dry rub you would put on wings or something?
Yes. So it probably has like garlic powder and onion powder and like chili powder or something in it.
But it's full of protein.
It's protein.
And the drink is protein.
Who's ordering this?
I don't know, but it looks disgusting. And honestly, like, it's just on par with Buffalo Wild Wings, in my opinion.
Somebody in a boardroom has said, we have to do protein things. Come on, let's do something. Anything, it doesn't matter.
Why don't you just make like your chicken like grilled?
Yeah.
You know, there's your protein source.
Wait, are you saying chicken is protein? I don't have to pay extra for something created in
No, you're not paying enough. What are we doing today, you guys?
I was going to go to the Nashville SC game versus Inter Miami tonight, but the storms are
scaring
me off.
Yeah.
I went to the game on Saturday over the past weekend, and I sat in the rain for a while. I can't do it two times in a row.
Yeah.
It's covered though, right?
It was.
Kind of. You still get.
Yes, I was fine during the game. It was everything leading
else,
up to the game.
Totally.
Walking out.
Wow.
So I'm staying inside.
It was a long night for me last night. I rock and rolled all night till like 9 o'clock. And then, so it was kind of a laid down to probably grab a nap. Plus, I have to go to the grocery store because my girlfriend's going out of town for the weekend. So I have to find stuff that she doesn't like, but I do like.
Eat that stuff while she's away.
Yeah. I'll stand over the sink and eat it.
That's good though. At least you're not eating out. You could just like Uber Eat stuff. So at least you're trying to make it.
I'm making an effort.
There you go.
I'm not just saying send me a $15 Big Mac.
Yeah. I think my mom and I are going to meal prep a little bit today.
Nice.
She's going to help me meal prep some meals. And then like you, I think I might take a nap today.
Naps are good. Yeah. When the weather's like this, naps are good.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.